So there's an issue as to when these people will be able to go in front of a judge to say, hey, I was here quite legally. What am I doing here? That may not be able to happen even up until the 9th of January. What's even more interesting and troubling, I should say, is that as of this morning, when Banefsha went to the INS department, none of these individuals were in the INS's computer system. So their response was, detainees? What detainees? We don't have any detainees. Well, we saw them, so we know that they're there. But they are not in the computer system for the process or their legal process to even begin. The INS refuses to meet with counsel in San Diego. And so what we are doing, though, is we're having a number of media organizations call up the INS. There was an article in today's LA Times. The local TV stations in San Diego have been quite responsive.
What's going on here?
Let's finish.
As you can see, it's a protest.
Okay, a protest about what?
About the INS.
Okay, you have paperwork on that, literature, anything you got off of it? Nothing?
No.
Okay, so do you guys...
Just interrupt him.
You guys want to do any type of like...
it's not civil disobedience.
Are you guys in line? Are you in line?
He's having a discussion.
You were interrupting.
We haven't stopped anybody from getting to the line.
Excuse me.
We're not in the way. We're not in
the way, Mom.
So you guys are right now...
Keep the line area clear.
This is the line. Okay, this is the line. Whoever in line, go in line here, okay? Persons want to go in at the building, this is the line.
Is not to block the line.
Oh, we're not.
Please don't stand there, I'm sorry.
I can't control
Thank
what
you.
They're doing, I can only control what I'm doing.
Okay, all these demonstrators with you?
No.
Okay, you're by yourself.
I'm just, they asked me to say a few words.
I was just talking to
them. They asked me to say a few words about what I know, and I'm saying a few words about what I know.
Okay, so who is the demonstrators?
How many
parties?
The line is clear, sir.
I'm not with any demo, I'm just talking to them.
You're just talking to them.
We are all immigrants.
What office are you from?
Which office are you from?
What office are you with? What the group are you with?
I'm with a lawyer.
You're in line, right?
Oh, you're a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer.
You're in line?
Okay.
Okay, this is the line.
I'm an assistant to a lawyer.
You're what?
Yes. Legal aid.
Legal aid, okay.
The line is
clear. The line is clear.
Can you please...
Can you go ahead and call this into Denver? Advise them approximately...
100, 200.
About 150.
It will grow.
About 150 demonstrators right now. What's the protest about again?
Is there somebody who could talk to the officer so he could continue?
Is there an organizer that can talk to the officer?
Yeah, we have Andrew Pritchard.
Can you talk?
Okay, so while she's talking to her, I'll just continue.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
So, where was I? Okay, so they're not in the computer system.
They're refusing to meet with counsel.
Oh, yeah, so, and the INS office in San Diego is refusing to meet with counsel. So, as I said, we've gone to the media. There have been a couple of really good articles in the local press in San Diego, as well as in the LA Times. Canada's national newspaper, The Globe and Mail, will be running about, is refusing to meet with counsel. So, as I said, we've gone to the media. There have been a couple of really good articles in the local press in San Diego, as well as in the LA Times. Canada's national newspaper, The Globe and Mail, will be running a front page story tomorrow regarding the Canadian detainees. And really, you know, we need people, first of all, from the communities that have been affected to tell lawyers if anybody is missing.
Excuse me.
We went to one single facility and counted 25 people in that facility. Banefsha went with 10 clients in hand and she came out with 25 clients. But you need to alert your community leaders as to who from your community is missing that might have gone into the INS to register, because a lot of these people are being moved around. And that's part of the strategy, if you will, to prevent them getting effective counsel, is to move them around so no one knows where they are. They can't get a lawyer. They can't, in some cases, call out to get a lawyer, so they go unrepresented. The other thing that would be helpful is for you to call and demand that the politicians get involved. You know, I was just on the phone with Nancy Pelosi's office, and you know, each of them have an interest in making sure that their constituents are being well treated. But I would also say that Nancy Pelosi, as the House Minority Leader, as one of the national leaders in this country, has the obligation to get involved as well. So if you could call her office and call it up and call it repeatedly, and I'll give you the number.
So once you make sure that happens,
we might have to say, excuse me, can I get through? And as soon as we hear that, you know that we're all here just to get
along.
There's no obstruction.
Okay, we got a demo here about 150.
There's no obstruction. People are getting in full access.
So I'm gonna need you to contact
Well, that would have to be evidence that some individual was obstructed in order for a violation of the penal code to occur.
Oh, I see.
No, I'm not.
No, actually,
the message of the
content shouldn't matter.
But right, the content is rather.
It's our responsibility as people living in the United States to resist the injustices done by our government in our name. That's what we're demonstrating about. We're going to resist.
You should be here too. What's the matter?
What do you need
literature for?
What?
You guys don't have
the literature is. Do you have? Do you?
You know what?
This is quite spontaneous.
There you go.
But the question is, are you here, Officer Fields, are you here about content? Are you trying to
is it based on what we say out here? About-